Vanessa Guillen's family and supporters marched 2 miles to the White House, where they rallied, demanding justice for the slain soldier.
Justicia por Vanessa Guillen!
Her family says Guillen was sexually harassed in the military at the time of her brutal murder. After making their way to the White House, Guillen's mother, Gloria, made her case before President Donald Trump.
Que me ayude a que se haga justicia por mi niña.
She wants your help to bring justice for what happened to her daughter and for her daughter. She wants to know who's really responsible and who was responsible for what happened to her daughter and why didn't people act on it. And her daughter died. Her daughter died in service of the country from the hand of people who are in the military.
Guillen went missing in April. Her remains were found 2 months later near the Texas Army base she was stationed at, Fort Hood. Authorities say Guillen was bludgeoned to death with a hammer. The suspect and his girlfriend then hacked her body into pieces with a machete, burned them, then buried her remains. Suspect Aaron Robinson reportedly committed suicide after a confrontation with police. His girlfriend, Cicely Aguilar, is in a Texas jail. But questions remain. The FBI and Department of Justice are investigating. Now Guillen's family want to ensure that what happened to their beloved doesn't happen to another woman in the military again. They're pushing for legislation to make reporting sexual harassment and assault in the armed forces easier for victims by establishing an independent body to take and investigate harassment complaints. The legislation is called I Am Vanessa Guillen. Natalie Kawam, the family's attorney, authored the legislation and told President Trump about it.
The way we have the EEOC, which is the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, how if someone can report something, you go to the EEOC, we're looking for something that's going to allow our military, our soldiers, to have the same rights and protections, so that way they're not going to their chain of command or internally. What they're doing is they're going outside the command and reporting something. So suppose this kind of situation would have been in place, if we had this kind of bill in place, Vanessa could have reported this and they would have said, wait a second, this guy Aaron Robinson has a few of these problems.
Guillen's family say she was too scared to file a complaint, fearing retaliation from her supervisors, noting she would have to file complaints to her chain of command, who were her abusers. Having to report your abuse to your abuser is a problem other women have complained of in the Army. Former soldier Del Guadillo testified before a House hearing this week about Guillen's death and sexual assaults in the military. Guadillo described the retaliation she faced 30 years ago that's still present today.
In 1990, I experienced firsthand how racial slurs and sexual innuendos were fundamental training tools used by both male and female drill sergeants. I was sexually assaulted overseas in 1992 by a senior NCO. Reporting through my chain of command was my only option, and nothing was done. I was told that any pursuit for justice and accountability would ruin his career. Despite being a highly motivated soldier who was good at her job, retaliation still impacted my career.
The I Am Vanessa Guillen bill seeks to change that procedure. House Representatives Mark Wayne Mullen, a Republican of Oklahoma, and Tulsi Gabbard, a Democrat of Hawaii, are sponsoring the legislation. I'm Christina Onestet, reporting for KPFA.